Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood, coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, August 7th, 2017. North Korea made big threats toward the United States today, and then I'll have your daily stock market report and saint of the day. Nearly 100 cases of clerical sex abuse are being tried in Guam, and more stories of confused clergy are coming to light. Reuters reports that North Korea has threatened the United States with a, quote, severe lesson via strategic nuclear force following the placement of historic sanctions upon the country by the United Nations.
We won't place our self-defense nuclear deterrent on the negotiation table, whatever anyone says, as long as the U.S. maintains a hostile policy and nuclear threats against us.
North Korea also said that neither its nuclear or missile programs are up for negotiation. Fox News reported that President Trump spoke yesterday with South Korean President Moon Jae-in from New Jersey, where he is staying while the White House undergoes necessary renovations. Yesterday evening, he tweeted, quote, "Just completed call with President Moon of South Korea. Very happy and impressed with 15-0 United Nations vote on North Korea sanctions." Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke today, saying that the best signal North Korea could give about its readiness to come to the negotiating table is to put a stop to their missile launches.
We're not going to give someone a specific number of days or weeks. This is really about the spirit of these talks, and they can demonstrate they're ready to sit with a spirit of finding a way forward in these talks by no longer conducting these missile tests. So this is not give me 30 days and we're ready to talk. It's not quite that simple. So it is all about how we see their attitude towards approaching a dialogue with us. In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken, that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
And now it's time for your stock market report. Last week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 67 points, and as of right now, is up 22 points at 22,115. The NASDAQ last week closed up 11 points, and as of right now, is up 25 points at 6,377. The S&P 500 last week closed up 5 points, and as of right now, is up 2 points at 2,479. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 104 points, and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 128. The London FTSE 100 closed up 20, and the DAX in Germany closed down 40. Earlier today, we had a quote of the day by St. Cajetan. For this extended broadcast, I have a longer quote of the day, also from St. Cajetan. Do not receive Christ in the Blessed Sacrament so that you may use him as you judge best, but give yourself to him and let him receive you in this sacrament, so that he himself, God your Savior, may do to you and through you whatever he wills. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Cajetan. You're listening to Crusade News.
Thomas Jefferson was famous for a lot more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
St. Cajetan was born Gaetano Conte di Tiene, the son of nobility, in 1480. He became both a civil and canon lawyer at 24 and worked in the court of Pope Julius II. He was ordained in 1516 and, following the death of his mother, opened hospitals for incurables in Vicenza and Venice. He was derided for joining an order comprised of men from the lowest rungs of the societal ladder. With three friends, one of whom later became Pope Paul IV, Father Cajetan decided the church clergy lacked zeal and set out to revitalize them, beginning a religious order called the Theatines. A priest with a soft spot for the poor, he founded a Monte de Pietà, a mountain or fund of piety, which lent money to the poor on the security of pawned objects, thereby protecting the poor from usurers. St. Cajetan was also instrumental in helping St. Jerome Emiliani establish his congregation of clerks regular. St. Cajetan died in 1547 and was canonized in 1671 along with Rose of Lima and Francis Borgia. He is patron saint of Argentina, the unemployed, and gamblers. St. Cajetan, pray for us. Religion News Service is reporting that the Archdiocese of Agana in Guam is a defendant in 96 cases of sexual abuse, not only by Archbishop Anthony Apuran and 13 other diocesan priests, but also by a Catholic school teacher, a Catholic school janitor, and a Boy Scout leader. The attacks occurred between 1955 and 1994. Archbishop Apuran is not only being tried civilly, but is also undergoing the rare process of a secretive Vatican trial, which may result in his being laicized. With Guam being so small, these trials are awkward because there are so many personal or professional ties to either the plaintiffs or defendants among the judges. Eight justices have recused themselves already. A federal judge last week temporarily halted the proceedings in most of the cases so that the diocese can settle out of court, presumably by selling island properties to finance the settlements. A Hope and Healing Guam initiative has been set up whereby victims can avail themselves of counseling. In this Celestial Musings, the story about the Guam sex abuse crisis was disturbing enough. Surely, I wasn't the only one who had hoped that the exposition of the church's sex abuse crisis would result in it being swiftly and justly dealt with, so that a purer church with more credibility in preaching its much-needed message of chastity would emerge. Alas, there is still a long way to go in extracting the rot out of the church, and I'm not referring to the teachings of the ubiquitous Jesuit Father James Martin this time. Two stories crossed the Crusade news desk yesterday, one about a bishop and one about a priest. The first comes from a blog entitled Call Me Jorge, Jorge referring to Pope Francis's first name. Bishop Antonio Carlos Cruz Santos of Caíso, Brazil, gave a homily about homosexuality the other day. He said these words, quote, "From the perspective of faith, when you look at homosexuality, you can't say it's a choice. Choice is one thing that you freely choose, and no one chooses orientation. One day the person finds out with this or that orientation. Choice will be the way you will live your orientation, whether in a dignified, ethical, or promiscuous way. But promiscuity can be lived in any of the orientations one has. So since it is not choice, since it is not an option, since the World Health Organization since the 90s no longer considers it as an illness, from the perspective of faith, we have only one answer. If it is not a choice, if it is not an illness, from the perspective of faith, it can only be a gift. It is given by God. This is a gift. It is given by God. There's no other way. If it is not a choice, if it is not a disease, it is a gift. It is given by God." Now, I'm no archbishop, but what I do know is that one can have an illness and it not be by choice. Knowing how God created man and woman, and knowing what God's intention is for male and female sexuality, and understanding how the marriage between man and woman is a mirror of the marriage of Christ and the church, and how the one marriage gives physical life to the church and the other gives spiritual life to the church, how? Understanding all these things, is it possible to preach that the orientation by which one is attracted to relationships which can only be sterile in nature, physically sterile and spiritually sterile, how is it possible to preach that this is a gift of God? God does not gift us with bad things, but He allows them to occur. God does not gift us with situations which tempt us to betray His created order, for that is no gift at all. He does allow us to carry crosses and brings the good out of the bad. But again, homosexuality does not strike me as a gift that God would bestow upon anybody. Is a man's tendency to gluttony a gift from God also? Hardly. It is a consequence of original sin, whereby disordered tendencies, sickness, and death entered into the world. The bishop ended his homily by quoting Pope Francis's statement, quote, "If a person is homosexual and seeks God and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" I wholeheartedly agree with those words, but only within the context of truly Orthodox Catholic teaching, which holds that homosexual tendencies are not sinful, but are disordered, no matter what the World Health Organization says, and that all homosexual acts are condemned by God. Pray for the bishop to lead his flock with truth and charity. And then we come to another priest, Father Tomás Herrera Seco of Mexico. Father Herrera was banned from his parish, where he has been serving informally, and the Archdiocese of Hermosillo is investigating him after he gave a media interview where he said, quote, I hope you're sitting down. I always carry my condom ready if necessary, because having a fling is never disagreeable to anyone. It gives one emotional stability. The condom is just in case I need to use it. I lead a chaste sexual life and carry it to use if it's needed. I haven't needed it so far, but never say, I shall not drink from this water. Well, kudos to Father Herrera for knowing where his weakness lies. But what the heck? Let's make another analogy. I'm no drug addict, but do I walk around carrying a narcotics reversal agent because I might become addicted to drugs someday? Absolutely not. Nor do I go around carrying a ski mask in case I decide to become a bank robber and wish to not get caught in my indiscretions. See, not only is the padre walking around prepared to violate his vow of chastity, because, you know, having a fling is apparently agreeable to everybody, or not, but he intends, if he should sin in this way, to sin doubly by the use of contraception. Lord have mercy! And he thinks that maybe he won't get caught in his indiscretion in this manner. But God sees him. God sees him not only prepared to violate his vow, but prepared to treat some poor woman, well, we would hope a woman, as an object of sexual pleasure to be discarded once the fling is over. There is no surer way to give a woman greater emotional instability than to treat her in this manner. Father Herrera said, quote, I don't discard anything. Affection is a gift, a wonder. Don't discard gender. Don't miss a chance. Don't discard gender? What does he mean by that? Father, I do not minimize the challenges of the vow of celibacy that you have made, but you're at risk of losing the biggest chance of your entire eternity. I pray you don't. Ditch the condom, Father, and remember the words of St. Paul to the Philippians. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Pray for Father Herrera, for Bishop Antonio Carlos Cruz Santos, and for all clergy who are struggling with internalizing, teaching, and living chaste sexuality as taught by the Holy Catholic Church. And lastly, remember that your priests are bolstered in their practice of celibacy by your living out your call to chastity also, whether as a single or married person. So before pointing the finger at them, make sure you have no reason to point it at yourself first. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.